Good morning to you all. You're listening to 91.5 FM. No, moving antennas, moving microphones. 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Radio Zeke. It's 1103 on last day of May. I am your host, Zeke Duckworthy. I do expect to see my musical industry guest in here, Tom Bianchi, shortly. He's MIA. No text, no nothing. So we'll soon see whether or not he's going to show up. In the meantime, I will hit you with our top of the hour legal requirement, which is this.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active. Another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Well, that's a good thing to be aware of. That is our PSA. You're listening to Radio Zeke. It's 1105. We are live. If you are in the north of the river area, Somerville, Cambridge, Medford, that area, on 91.5 FM. I am your host, Zeke Duckworthy. If you are listening on the internet, you obviously already know that this is available both live streaming on WMFO.org and ex post facto on my website, duckworthy.com. Just follow the links and all that. Since my guest, Tom Bianchi, is not yet here, I'm going to sort of roll in with a couple of Boston-related songs. And let's see if we can get this one to run. That's a bit of Boston musical history here. That was Orpheus, a band that hit the big time, such as it is, as exponents of the then-styled Boston sound. Now, if Mr. Bianchi, my musical guest late of the Lizard Lounge, who does show up, we're going to talk about some of this stuff, but absent that, I will just have to give him the usual introduction, which is what he gives people at his open mic, or did. Here's a man who needs no introduction. And in this case, mic drops because he's not here. However, let's talk about the Boston musical scene such as it is. Back in the Summer of Love era, there was, of course, the San Francisco sound, Quicksilver, 13th floor elevators, the airplane. The Dead hadn't really hit yet, although she was from Texas, Big Brother and the Holding Company with Janis Joplin. These were all associated with the San Francisco musical scene, but there was a competing, or rather in the minds of under assistant West Coast promotion man types at the various labels, people seemed to think, well, you know, there should be a Boston sound. And Orpheus was part of that Boston sound. Of course, Boston over the years has had some fairly big acts. We've had, let's try this one here, which you guys might recognize.
Turned on some music to start my day, and I lost myself. music, forget the day, and dream of a girl I used to know. I closed my eyes and she slipped away. She slipped
Yeah, of course, Boston, the eponymous album titled Boston with that big spaceship coming down, was there to put Boston on the musical map. And you had Orpheus before that. And then you had bands that were a little bit more, let's just put it, obscure. And I'm going to shout out right now to some of the folks from the band called The Art of Lovin', who just actually resurfaced because their album, The Art of Lovin', was named Obscure Album of the Month on a website so obscure that I can't even mention its name on the air. They put out this record, and this one was a Boston sound. They were signed. There's a little bit of a backstory here. The folks in this band, some of them have gone on to do other things like, let's say, run Jordan's Furniture, sold off to some billionaire from Omaha. You probably know the one I'm talking about. But early on, before they decided to settle down, they punched up a couple of hits, and this was one of them. I'm going to try and play it not off the CD that I have in hand, which is a basement CD. I'm going to play this, and I think it should work. It's off. Somebody actually ripped this whole album and put it on YouTube, so I think this is their song, You've Got the Power.
Take a ride.
Take a ride. Take a ride. Take a ride.
And oh, what a pity, the price you must pay. Take a ride.
Take a ride, take a ride, take a ride.
Nothing will bring out tomorrow. You know there'll be a...
All right, now wait a minute. Since this is live radio, I'm going to correct that. That is not obviously not their song, You've Got the Power. That's their song, Take a Ride. And I'm going to try and refire this thing up here. Yeah, somebody's ripped this album and put it online. And this should start at the 6-minute mark here. And let's try it again.
Out of sight.
life. She's got the power. She's got the power to pull you on in the night if you're sane.
You're listening in stereo, you're getting the full effect of that psychedelic pan left and right there. That would be the Boston-based band, The Art of Lovin', on Mainstream Records. I'm going to guess that's 1967. Early exponent of the Boston Sounds. Now, I'm covering here because, as you know, people who are radio professionals like me, Zeke Duckworthy, your host on Radio Zeke, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We enjoy freeform, and therefore when a guest who is supposedly going to show up doesn't show up, we just roll with it because that's what we do, because we're professionals here. You have no idea what benefits and perks you get as the host of a radio show on Tufts University Freeform Radio. You can't even imagine the luxurious accommodations, the powerful transmitters, the go-go dancers, the rope lines, the bouncers that keep the DJs and the guests from the wild crowds that line up outside. It's 23 minutes more or less past 11 o'clock, and I am doing my darndest to avoid the cardinal sin of radio, which of course is dead air. We're attempting to talk about the Boston music scene through the ages. And so this makes a little bit of sense here. You guys will know this one too. Another Boston-based band. This gentleman, Mr. Okasek, quit his day job at Polaroid when it sounded like he was going to actually make a few pennies off this record.
All these dancing guys with his waving eyes. Every new boy that you meet, he doesn't know the real surprise.
There you go, The Cars from The Cars album, which was pretty big. I think big means top 10 and top 10 album charts. Another Boston band. Now, if Mr. Bianchi does show up, we will discuss the influence of Boston on the rest of the world, but we'll also discuss the influence of the local scene, the scenesters, the places that you play, the Club 47s, now known as Passim, the Lizard Lounges, the Burns, places where musicians hang out, the influence of, let's say, Berklee College of Music and other places that are not Berklee College of Music. But absent that, I'm just going to have to talk off-axis into this microphone and spin a few things that have a Boston flavor. Now, this one here, coming right up, is a band that's enjoying some current popularity. A gentleman named Ward runs, he's sort of the front man. This is Girls, Guns, and Glory. They're official, All the Way Up to Heaven.
All the way up to heaven, all the way down the hill. I own every star up in the sky above the place I dwell. Came bursting at the seams. I belong to you and you belong to me. Love had won out over misery, and I owned everything from here to there.
There you have Girls, Guns, and Glory, a local band from the Boston area, I'm going to say they're kind of from Somerville, but I might be proven wrong. If anybody chooses to email Zeke@duckworthy.com with a correction, I will happily read it next week, if I remember, which I won't. You are listening to Radio Zeke. This day, apparently, with a musical or music industry guest who is MIA, but it's possible that he'll show up. It's not entirely out of the question. Tom Bianchi was supposed to come in today. He may have run into some issues, or he may just have slept late, but we'll find out eventually. We've been playing some songs that relate to Boston. As you know, if you are a regular Radio Zeke listener, you will know that I try and bring live guests into the studio. I have myself been a guest in this very studio with my fabulous co-singer, Melissa Anderson, who, much to my broken-hearted despair, is presently in China. So we can't sing together. And if you have a voice like mine, you really want to have somebody like Melissa Anderson, who's got the voice of an angel, relieving the unending gloom of listening to me. But I have been a musical guest here, and that kind of led indirectly to my being a host here, and I try to have live guests whenever I can. As you know, or as you may know, you can pick up some of the previous shows that we've had on my website, duckworthy.com. And you can listen to people like Grant Bloom or Eleanor Electra, to name a couple off the top of my head, R.D. King. And we'll be having quite a few more over the next months, summer and going into the fall. But today I was planning on doing a lot of Boston-related recorded music to talk about how it's evolved and what impact it's had, and ideally what impact the local sort of DIY performance scene has had on the creation of music and the creation of, dare I butcher the language by using the term brand, musical brands. Last one that we just heard was Girls, Guns, and Glory, who plays over at Loretta's Last Call over by Fenway and, you know, plays on the Riverfest. Great band that does a lot of Hank Williams songs, highlighting Ward's voice there because he does have that young Hank one touch. Here's another guy who's a Boston fixture, doesn't get played nearly enough, a gentleman named out of the Americana trend rather than rock and roll or rather than country, a gentleman named Dan Blakesley, his song Wax Museum.
Wonder waits for you inside.
got to go with the sound effects. Speaking as a Foley artist for End Times myself, there's nothing like the creaking of a sarcophagus. If you're Dan Blakesley, local musician and artist of renown, we're doing a show which touches Boston musicians, bands, the influence through the ages. It does not look like my musical guest is going to make it in today, and we'll have to find out exactly why. You're listening to Radio Zeke. I am your host, Zeke Duckworthy. You can pick up archives of this if you want on duckworthy.com. It is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Now, speaking of venues around here and places where artists of a variety of skill levels, I'm nodding to myself here, and a variety of levels of renown like to congregate and play, the Lizard Lounge, which is Tom Bianchi's more or less creation, the open mic challenge, which he has now stepped back from for a little while, turning it over to George Woods. But the Lizard Lounge is a pretty well-known venue around here. It's certainly these days it's at the level of the other, you know, extremely well-known Boston venues like Club Passime, the late lamented Boston Tea Party, which was not a place where you could play as an open micer, because I don't really think they had a lot of that then. Or if they did, it was over at Club 47. But the Lizard is a place that people go. You get people who have hit records out nationally, and you get people who are, you know, just crawling their way out of the musical gutter, so to speak. And then once in a while, you get people who are very well known locally and maybe have made a bit of an extra regional impact. This is Dennis Brennan Band doing their song Just My Luck live at the Lizard last summer, last July.
Let's hear it for Jimmy Finney. Yeah. Thanks, Jimmy. Let's do a song from Martin Luther King. Look, don't pay when the day gets done. You might think you're gonna land in the black, but I'm here to tell you that the deck is stacked. You can roll those bones like you're Johnny Cool, but you ain't nothing but a rolling fool. Roll on. Thank you.
Chris Brennan Band live at the Lizard Lounge last summer. And we are paying some tribute to local bands, people who have played the Lizard, people who are associated with some of the venues around here. It is about 14 minutes before noon here in Boston. You're listening to Radio Zeke. I am Zeke Duckworthy, your host. We've got another band here who has played the Lizard. She's got a new album out, and she's getting a little bit of airplay nationally on this one, I believe. This is Lisa Bastoni doing her song Halfway Out of Michigan. That is Lisa Bastoni off her new release. Now, Lisa's somebody who played, that song is called Halfway Out of Michigan. And as somebody who actually has been halfway out of Michigan myself, I always question those lyrics because I spent a lot of time in Michigan, and that song really doesn't have like a lot to do with the Michigan that I know. But who am I to question a songwriter? Because being a songwriter myself, I can assert, and you can believe me, that if you're looking for a liar, you're looking for a songwriter. That's part and parcel to the game. I am your host, Zeke Duckworthy. You're listening to Radio Zeke. It is 11:51. I have just received a mysterious message from beyond, and I'm told that my wayward guest, Tom Bianchi, is slowly wending his way to the studio. And I believe that because of the intercession, etc., I am able to extend my set a little bit here at the cost of probably getting a ticket outside, which I do not want to do. And if I do, I'm going to make Tom pay for that ticket. But we'll see. If he gets here with alacrity, you like these 50-cent words, because that's what they pay us so much for. You know, we get the gold doubloons in wheelbarrows loads for being musical experts and raconteurs. If Tom Bianchi, who is my guest, a man who needs no introduction since he's not here, does in fact show up, I will defer to his raconteurist skills, because he really is a very, very funny guy. And it may be that he's decided to bag running the open mic over at The Lizard, which consumes all of your time on Monday night and causes you to not have any family life, which I think is part of the reason that he chose to bag it, at least temporarily. But if he does choose to bag it and decides to move into, like, let's say, late night TV, he'd be a pretty good late night host. If he could, you know, avoid the seven deadly words. But I think he's a professional, and I think he knows enough not to put your FCC license at risk. Let's just put it that way, by uttering words that you're not encouraged to utter. I've got another song. I've got, of course, a personal predilection to the Americana world and to, you know, the lyrics-centric world. But sometimes you want rock and roll, and Boston has had more than its share of great rock and roll and punk rock and roll, including this band, who never played at The Lizard, but they did used to play at The Rat, the late-lamented basement dive in what is now, I believe, the Eastern Standard Hotel. It's gotten all jumped up and fancified now. But those of us who have been around here for a long time remember that Kenmore Square used to be pretty darn sketchy, which is what you want from a dive bar. And when you want punk music, you want a dive bar. And you want body slams, and you want stuff like The Outlets doing Knock Me Down.
Yeah.
Outlets from a 45. That one's coming off our in-studio music bank. I have that 45 myself. Outlets being a Boston band from the, I'm going to guess the early 80s was when I saw them play over at Cantone's and at the Rat. And you've got a whole bunch of influential sound. Now, I hope that I managed to get Tom to come in here in a little while. I'm going to have to go down and do something with my parking situation because I didn't expect to have to extend. And not having a musical guest makes me extremely sad. You've been listening to Radio Zeke. I am your host, Zeke Duckworthy. It is 11:58, right before the noon hour here in Boston, the last day of May 2017. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I will spool out with this one and then put it on automation, but probably come back if I can get Tom to show up, and then I might be able to do a second half hour a little bit later. Let's just leave you with something that, if you're sad, you can never go wrong with Nick Drake.
Who has dressed you in strange clothes of sand? Who has taken you far from my land? Who has said that my sayings are wrong? Your face, given your meaning, taken my place. So make your way on down to the sea. Something has taken you so far from me. Does it now seem worth all the color of skies to see the earth through painted eyes, to look through panes of shaded glass, see the stains of winter's grass? Can you now return to from where you came? Try to burn your changing name, or with silver spoons and colored light, will you worship moons and winter's night? Clothes of sand have covered your face, given you meaning, taken my place. So make your way on.